Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. I want to also let you know, just very excited, very thankful to God, ladies and gentlemen, for you, for all he does for us as well. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise before we get started on prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Yeah. Amen. Amen. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all should be excited about what God is doing, because he's in charge of everything. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop. That'll be Kevin Vaughn with you. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage everybody to put that number out there. You've been tweeting out. You've been on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, neighborhood, what they call it, Nextdoor.com is another powerful one where we share this information out with our neighbors all across the land as well in the metro Atlanta area. But put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number, 347-843-4559. Without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the planet needs prayer. I believe that, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it. And we know everybody needs the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. God is good. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, after Bishop prays, we'll open up the lines if you have a prayer request or some information you'd like to share as well to the network. Just hit *1 on your phone, and we'll take all the prayer requests. And we're also excited about hearing from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, as well. And so we'll hear from Bishop's wife first. Excuse me. Hear from Dr. Crenshaw first, and then we'll open up the lines for prayer. And we'll be able to receive those at the time. So be ready for that as well. And we'll keep it moving. All right, ladies and gentlemen, also to our prayer for tonight and our scripture for tonight, to say for the prayer time, is Psalms 23:1-6. And I'll be reading that very shortly. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise, if you would, for his word as we go to the word right now. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 23, I want to encourage everybody to read this again. Read this on your own time in the power of the Lord and the power of the Holy Spirit. That will bless your soul. Psalms 23, 1-6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. For thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Wow. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Wow. Praise God. Surely, ladies and gentlemen, surely everybody across the globe, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read that one again. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for the word. Y'all give the Lord a hand clap of praise in your spirit right now for the word. Amen. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And if, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, put your hands together for the man of God as we open up Bishop's mic right now. Bishop, thank you so much for your time tonight. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Clifford. Father, we thank you. We glorify your name. We lift your name up. And Father, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. We thank you, God, that you were wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace upon him. But with your stripe, we are healed. We thank you tonight, God. You paid the price, God, the ultimate price for us. And Lord, we thank you, God. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. There's nothing, God, that we can't ask that you are not able to do. And Father, we thank you, God. We praise your name. God, we call those things that be not as though they already are. Father, in the name of Jesus, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and put it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Lord, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we thank you tonight. We decree and declare your glory. We decree and declare your word is everlasting. We thank you, God, even now, God, as you move by your spirit and by your power, God, in the name of Jesus. God, as you heal those that are sick, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And God, even as you told Moses and them, put the blood over the doorpost, that they put the blood over the doorpost as the death angel ride by. The blood of Jesus will cover us. Father, we cover, God, after your protection of covers tonight. We thank you even now for covering the mind. Father God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray for sound minds tonight. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for your word is everlasting. We pray tonight, God, that there no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. We pray tonight according to your word, God. You said the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and deliver us from all our trouble and out of all our fears. We pray tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you, God. We pray tonight, God. God, in the name of Jesus, that your angels encamp about your people everywhere. We pray tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for families tonight. We pray tonight for loved ones tonight. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus as you look on the Marie families everywhere. Father God, we ask you to strengthen them, encourage them in this hour, in this season. Father God, we thank you tonight. God, as you look on America, God, you said in your word, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves to pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven, you will forgive our sin, and you would heal our land. God, we need you tonight as never before. We need you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, oh God. We praise you for another day. We thank you for your goodness, God. We thank you for your angels in camp about us. God, we thank you for food and shelter, God. We thank you, Lord, for your protection. Father, we thank you for good health and strength. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on families tonight. Father God, unite, God, families tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, plead the blood. We come against Soroboko, Ramba, Seko, Rada, every evil spirit in the mighty name of Jesus that come to attack the minds of the people, oh God. We come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now. Satan, the Lord, rebuke your acts. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. We thank you, God, as you heal that child that's in the hospital tonight, that mother, that father, that mother, that child that's in the hospital tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for your angel protection around them. Father God, we thank you, God, your word is everlasting. Your word is eternal, God. Lord, you never lost any power, God. You have the same power today and forevermore. And Father, you said in your word, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we should ask anything according to your will that you will hear it us. And Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We call those things to be not as though they already are. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for families, for mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers. God, we pray for those that's incarcerated on tonight. Father, we pray, God, for their protection in the name of Jesus. For every child, every man, every boy, every girl, we pray for the protection, oh God, your people everywhere. Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, keep our minds in perfect peace, God. And we thank you tonight, God. God, we glorify you for it. We praise you, God, for what you've already done, the things that you're going to do on today and tomorrow. We thank you for the blessing of God, make it rich and add no sorrow. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing where do you send it. We thank you, God, that you're healing those that are sick. We thank you, God, that you're delivering those that are bound in captivity. We thank you tonight. You're setting free those, God, of Oshako, no Sandiko, Randala, Labeko, no Satala, Bay. Oh, God, we see Meko, no Sada. You're Moranda, Korasima. You're all knowing, God. We ask you to look on that family tonight, God, that don't have food. That family tonight, that don't have shelter. That family tonight that have lost their homes, oh God, their jobs, Father, we ask you to look on those families tonight, God. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will make a way out of no way, that you will provide in an awesome way, God. We call it so in the name of Jesus, as you continue to touch hearts and minds and people, oh God, that they'll be, God, be a blessing to somebody else. Father, we give you glory for it in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand in the gap tonight, God. We intercede tonight for families tonight. God, we intercede for the child tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that your word is a consuming fire, God. We thank you tonight, God. Your Sunday, Deco, Rabbi, Akisi, Nora, Patea. God, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think and ask. God, we call it so on. Even now, we call healing in the mind, oh God. We call it so healing in the body, God. We call it so healing of the heart, God. We call it so in the mighty name of Jesus. You're saving to the utmost, God. Father, we thank you, God. You're saving the backsliders, God. You're saving those that are drifting away. We thank you, God. You're saving them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will have your way in the earth realm as never before, God. Send revival, God. Revive your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. God, keep our minds in perfect peace. Keep us, oh God. God, we call those things to be not as though they already are. We thank you, God. They're coming off the ventilators. You're healing their bodies, God. We thank you, God. They're breathing on their own, God, that you've given the power, God. You've healed their bodies, God. We thank you tonight, Almighty God. We glorify you for it. We call it so tonight. Look on the children as they continue to go to school, God, whether it be at home, God. We ask you to look on them, God. Look on their parents, God. Look on their child, God. Protect them from all evil, all pedophiles. God, protect their minds, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them be brave, but learn, God. Let them learn, God. Let them learn, God. Let them learn, God. In the name of Jesus, give them the wisdom, God. Give them your knowledge, oh Father. And Father, we thank you tonight as you bless that family, God. Bless that child, that mother, that old daughter, that son, that father, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you're all knowing. There is no secret that they don't know about. There is no situation that you cannot solve. There is no problem that you're not able to fix. And Father God, we commit it into your hands, oh God. Father, we thank you tonight. We pray for the body of Christ. We pray for the world, God. We pray for the church world, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for a miracle. God, we pray, God, even in this season, God, that you're able to keep the minds of people, God. Keep the minds, oh God, and protect your people from danger. Father God, let your angels encamp them out of, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Although the election has taken place, Father, you know in all things, God, there is no secret that you don't know about. Reveal, expose, and destroy every evil work of the enemy. Reveal, expose, and destroy the evil work of the enemy. And Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for your mighty grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. God, we thank you. God, as those that are praying, we thank for every prayer warrior, God, those that praying the word of God, those that praying the truth, God, God, those that praying your will, we thank you for them tonight. And Father, every evil word, every false, I soroko masika alabat, every soroko novo si ababat, we say neko rada, we thank you tonight. Be glorified as never before. We glorify God. Look on those that have lost loved ones during this hour, during this season. God, we ask you to strengthen them. Be with them, God. Be a mother, be a father, be a child. Be a daughter, be a son for them, God. Be, God, in the name of Jesus, brother or sister, God. Comfort them, God. And Father, we forever give you glory. We keep us in your keep us word of mind, stayed on you. Keep us, God, meek and humble before you. Keep us walking upright, God. Keep us with a mind to serve and worship you, Almighty God. And Father, we glorify, be glorified in the earth as never before. We thank you for every miracle that you are going to perform. We thank you for every breakthrough, even now it's already taking place. We thank you for every healing. Healing of the mind, healing of the body, healing of the spirit. We thank you. We call those things to be not as though they already are. In the mighty name of Jesus, we so thank you. Lord, you said your word. One could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. God, we stand in agreement tonight. We know you're able. We ask you to look on that family everywhere. God, look on those that's on the front line. Lord, be a protection around them. God, take care of them, Lord. Look on their families. Father, we glorify you, and we give you all the praise and all the glory shall be thine forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You've been listening to the voice and the prayer from Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. This is very, very serious times that we're in, ladies and gentlemen. And we must pray. We have to pray. And we thank God for praying over our families today, praying over you, praying over our cities, ladies and gentlemen, our neighborhoods, our nation, and around the world as well. So we thank God for you today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We just want to encourage everybody to step up. This is for me too. Step up their prayer life, ladies and gentlemen. You got to step it up in the power of the Holy Spirit in order to get the results that the bishop is praying about as well. So we want to be able to do that each and every day, ladies and gentlemen, so you can have the power that God has given us over the enemy each and every day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, ladies and gentlemen, as well. We're also going to open up the lines after Dr. Crenshaw finishes out. So if you'd like to have a prayer request or a comment there or need, hit *1 on your phone. Hit *1 on your phone. I'll put you in the queue, and we'll be glad to bring on. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, and praise God for the prayer tonight. And thank God, praise God, even for the words of exhortation that came from Elder Kevin, of the importance and the significance of us praying as never before. Definitely we're in a season of the need for intercession and prayer. We see all of the things that are going on in the world today. Praise God. So we must spend more time really seeking the Lord in prayer. I also want to encourage everybody that's listening tonight, praise God, with all of the things that's being said as regards to COVID-19, is that we be focused even now on taking better care of our bodies. It's so important that we do that. Praise God. We must be proactive, and we don't need to be reactive. Praise God. Once something happens and then we're just running around or praise God, things are just happening, then we can just be more proactive in taking care of our bodies. Paul said it like this: I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless even to the coming of the Lord. So we can expect God to do some things for us that we can practically and in wisdom do for ourselves. So I can admonish those of you that are listening tonight is to be diligent in washing your hands. Okay, wear your mask as appropriate. It is, it has been recommended, praise God. These are things that are simply wisdom. If a person is a diabetic, we don't say, well, praise the Lord, I'm not going to take my insulin anymore, and yet do all of those things that is against the body. I can't load up on a bunch of sugar and then turn around and say I'm not going to take my insulin. We have to do one or the other to be able to balance those things out. And this is just plain old wisdom. Praise God. He that lacketh wisdom, ask it of God. So I encourage everybody that's listening tonight, please walk in wisdom. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. The Lord is not going to do any more for us than we can do for ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, amen. Take those vitamin C's. Get you some vitamin C in your home. Vitamin C, D, and zinc. Those three things. You can buy zinc tablets, or you can buy zinc spray to keep your throat sprayed. Amen. Praise God. And take the vitamin C and D daily. If you seem to have a little scratchiness in your throat, get you some organic honey. Make sure you keep some garlic in the house. Get up in the morning and chop you up some garlic, put it inside of a honey, put it inside of a tablespoon, and just take it. Praise God. These are things that we can do to build our immune system. If you feel like you maybe feel like you're getting somewhat of a common cold, then boil you some lemon, honey, and garlic. Lemon, honey, and garlic. And then sweeten it with organic, and the key is organic, honey, and sweeten it and drink it. Strive to drink a whole lot of water, but please, 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 I can't say it enough, put those vitamins in your body. If you look at the research, even back when the president was diagnosed with COVID, one of the things that they gave him, in addition to the antibiotic, they gave him zinc and vitamin D, zinc and vitamin D. So clearly, it has been affirmed that these natural things that the Lord has afforded us in the earth can be helpful to preventing this dreadful disease. So I encourage you, praise God, that we pay attention, read research, pay attention, wake up, don't take anything for granted. Praise the Lord. The scripture gives us wisdom. He said that if you would trample upon any deadly serpent, it would not even hurt or harm you. That doesn't mean we go out and pick up the serpent and then turn around and pray and say, Lord, prevent it from actually harming me. That's no wisdom in that. So things that we know that we can do, praise God, to take care of the temple, the holy temple that the Lord has given us, I admonish you to do that. Eat a lot of vegetables, particularly green vegetables. I strive to make sure that in our meals here, even in our home, there's always vegetables. Always vegetables in that meal. So I encourage you, you know, eat those vegetables, the spinach, the salads, the greens, the cabbage, the carrots, the, praise God, even the starchy vegetables, and so be, whatever. But keep vegetables in your body, particularly the green vegetables, and pray. Praise the Lord. And pray, praise God. But we can't pray and then turn around and don't do those things that are necessary to take care of our bodies, because you're working against your own self. You can't pray about a thing and then don't walk in any wisdom. You got to pray, and then you got to do those things that are wise. Praise God that God has given us wisdom to take care of our bodies. So I encourage all those that be not weary well doing, we shall reap if we just don't faint. And I encourage everybody to pray for one another. Praise God, pray for one another. Everybody goes through something. And none of us can be an island. So I encourage you to pray for one another. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you about praying for somebody else other than yourself or ourselves. Praise God. Many times we think people don't need prayer. They really do. So pray for your brother, your sister. Praise God. Pray for leaders and pastors and those people that we think are always strong and just got it like that. Praise God. They need prayer too. Praise the Lord. So pray for one another. Realize none of us has made it yet. Praise God. Amen. Praise the flesh is the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we must pray for one another. Never be so quick to be judgmental and to point our fingers one another, because you don't know when you might be in that place or in that low place or that place of doubt or that place of whatever you may be going through. So we must learn how the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak and learn how to bear one another in prayer. So I encourage you tonight. God is still on the throne. Praise God. He's yet King of kings and he's Lord of lords. There's nothing the enemy can do to stop the plan of God and the agenda and the purpose that he has for your life except yourself. Be encouraged. God bless you and that you ever can.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop's wife, giving us some what I call practical wisdom. Practical wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. You can take that to the bank, take that to the house, take that to the business job, wherever you got to go. Take it with you. I love it. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time, Global Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We open up the lines, and what we're going to do, because we're on the global network, we're going to mention only your last four digits, and we're going to go right down the line on the request tonight. So if you have a prayer request, we'll take all the prayer requests. If you have a comment, we'll take all those as well and then turn it back over to Bishop after everyone is through. Thank you so much for that. Our first Bishop, our first caller is 1799. 1799, you're live on the air with Bishop. God bless you.
Yes, hi, men of God. How are you doing this evening?
God bless you. We're doing marvelous. Thank you so much. God bless.
Yes, I was calling, praying for health and healing in my body concerning the sciatic area, as well as just health and wellness in my body, period, and also praying for my mother for her
Amen.
Health and healing as well.
Amen, caller. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. God bless. Amen. Hold on. Our next caller, Bishop, is last four digits, ladies and gentlemen. Last four digits, 9346. 9346. You're live on the air.
Yes. I'm praying for strength that I will be in alignment with what God is calling me to do, as well as a favor on my job.
Amen, caller. Thank you so much for that. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Our next caller, Bishop, is going to be 6569. You're live on the air. God bless you.
I'd like to thank the Bishop and the doctor
Amen.
For that awesome word and the
Amen.
Wisdom. And I also like to ask the Bishop to pray for those who have to help the people that don't in this trying time. That's it.
Amen. Thank you so much. What a powerful prayer request here, caller. Thank you so much for that. Amen. God bless you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, back to you, sir.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for God for those prayer requests that will come. You said in your word, where two or three are gathered in your name, you will be there in the midst. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your healing power, God, for the young lady asking for healing for her body and her mother. Father, we thank you. We decree and declare it is so, because you paid the price on Calvary. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity in the Gentile, our people only. But with your stripes, we are healed. God, we thank you for her healing right now. We thank you for her mother's healing, God. We thank you, God, for favor even on her job, Father. We thank you, God, for the blessings of God, make it rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you tonight, God, that you are God of everlasting. You are God of answer by prayer as we pray. God, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. We call it so in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, even the prayer request for those that without, that people will bless those, God, that we don't have. God, we thank you, God, as you open the hearts and open the minds, that they give of themselves, they give of their resources. Father, we thank you, God, for the blessings of God, make it rich and add of no sorrow. Father, we thank you. You're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can ask. And God, we call it so in the name of Jesus. We stand in agreement with them tonight. And we know that you're able. We know that you will. We know that you can. And Father, we give you all the glory and all the honor goes to you. And we thank you. And we call it so in Jesus' name tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much, callers, as well, for your wonderful request there. And it's just been taken to the throne room of the Lord by Bishop, dear ladies and gentlemen. So we thank you so much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, and we are excited about what God is doing right now. We're excited about prayer. We're excited about reading the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. We're also excited about sharing the Word of God with others all across the globe, ladies and gentlemen. Continue to do that. Continue to encourage and empower people with the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what's needed today. That is what's needed today. I'm thoroughly convinced of that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. Praise God. We're going to turn this back over to Bishop to close us out. Amen, Bishop. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin. Also, we'll pray for the young lady said she wanted to know the will of God in her life. Father, you know in all things, there's no secret that you don't know. But God, we ask you to give her direction, God. Open her mind to your will, your will, and your word. And Father, we ask you as you continue to bless America, as you look on America, keep our minds stayed on you. And Father, we pray for this nation. We pray for all over the people all over the world. as you continue to keep us in prayer, seeking your face. And, Father, we glorify you, and we thank you for all that you've already done and the things that you're going to do in the days to come. And I tell everybody, hold on to the word of God. Keep speaking the word, decree, and declaring what God has said, and know that God will bring it to pass in your life as you be obedient to his word and act on his word. And praise God. Faith without works is dead, but you got to work. You got to do the work. You got to do what it takes. As God continue to bless you, know that God is concerned about every aspect of your life, and he loves you so much, and so do we. We're praying for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless
you. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. Your prayers have been given to the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Elder Vaughn with you tonight. Thank you so much. It's always awesome and exciting to hear from Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw to encourage the body around the globe, ladies and gentlemen, encourage your home and encourage yourself as well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So we're excited about what God is doing, and we're always excited about Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw giving their time to be with you tonight. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, put on your calendar every Sunday morning. Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. We're back on prayer. Then Sunday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All the times are Eastern Standard Time, Sunday evening. And, of course, on Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the schedule right now. So we just want to encourage you to be with us. And also, too, you know, reach out on your social media and ask other people what would they like prayer for, and bring those prayers, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bring those prayers as well. So reach out in your family, friends, social media, and ask them, what can I pray for you about? And we can also share that with us as well. And we'll be glad to bring that to the throne room of grace as we pray. Of course, we're always praying, right? But if you have those prayers available, you can share those as well for prayer for others, yourself, others, and people that you may not even know as well on top of that. So we're excited about that. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to roll. We didn't want to keep you too long, but we're always excited about the word tonight. Just wanted to leave you two other scriptures tonight concerning prayer and how important it is for us too as well. And real quickly, this is out of James, real quick, James 5 and 16. Such a powerful, powerful area. The earnest prayer. Oh, this is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. The earnest prayer of the righteous person has great power and wonderful results. Isn't that powerful? Oh, I love that. Let me read that one again. James 5 and 16. You got to really receive this in your spirit, ladies and gentlemen. The earnest prayer, as Bishop prayed, as Doc prays for us, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power. Come on now, release that power and the power of the Holy Spirit and wonderful results. Amen. And we all want the results that the Lord has for us, and just receive those tonight. And last, ladies and gentlemen, the next one as we close out here is John 15 and 16. Some of you already know it already. I choose you. Oh, I love it. I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last so that the Father, this is powerful, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. Wow, that's John 15 and 16. I'm going to read that one again as well. That is powerful. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus died for you to give you the power, ladies and gentlemen, give you all power under his name to do the things that we're praying about. So we got to receive it. Here it is again. I choose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last. You hear that? That will last, not fail, not be temporary, right? That will last so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for. That's for you, your family, and friends, and neighbors, and even enemies in some cases, to get them saved, right? It's all about them souls, right? Amen. Using my name, that Jesus said. That's John 15 and 16. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed those scriptures as the word of God goes forth in Jesus' name. We thank Bishop for his time and Dr. Crenshaw's time as well. But, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. God bless you so much. As you know, God loves you so much. We love you too. God loves you way more than anything in the universe, ladies and gentlemen, because he died for you to have a great time in him. To have all things, as Bishop says all the time, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So we thank God for you. All right. Hey, we got to go. Take care. Hey, let somebody know you love them. today in your family, ladies and gentlemen, and in your coworkers, and just encourage somebody. Everybody needs encouragement, ladies and gentlemen. I was out today. Everybody is looking for some encouragement. So smile as much as you can with your mask on. They can see whether you're smiling under that mask or not. So you can smile a little bit, but also acknowledge people today, ladies and gentlemen, as you go forth in Jesus' name. Use wisdom, right? Use wisdom. And we're just excited about that. But people need prayer. We know that without a doubt. All right. Hey, y'all take care. And this has been Prayer Time Around the Globe, ladies and gentlemen, with Bishop John Crenshaw. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to leave you with a little instrumental. Let the glory of the Lord rise, ladies and gentlemen. Take care. Hope you enjoy a little bit of this music as well as in the background. God bless you. Take care. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop. Love you. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We approve this message. Take care of yourself now. God bless you. Have a great rest of the evening and a great rest of the week as well. God bless you now.